Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
How about that?
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory 8-count, and Foreman is as poised as can be!
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
If he gets through this dragnet, it's as slippery as a nail in a barrel full of oil.
Pedro Fernandez.
It works for me.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but never duplicated, welcome to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Yes, the man was correct in that lofty introduction. My credits are 4 Golden Gloves, ranked number 13 in the country at one point in time as an amateur boxer. And, of course, I've won some awards in writing as far as my pugilistic skills are concerned and my journalistic skills are concerned. They are in question. Am I a bit modest? Yes, I am. Give me a call on the toll-free day if you'd like, because my guests will include the HBO retired godfather. I'm talking about Mr. Larry Merchant. Of course, he'll be here in just a bit. Hour number two, it's going to have some more fun. Hour number two has Jennifer Childers, promoter, supermodel, supermom, blonde, brilliant, and beautiful. What can I say? She's got it all going on. Bottom line is she's a promoter, a matchmaker, a boxer, undefeated. Wow. She's got a long resume. We're going to talk with Jennifer in hour number two. Rock and roll. Of course, also in hour number two, my cousin Vinny, Vince Caruso will be here. Of course, boxer, promoter, extraordinaire. He's done everything but step in and fight at a boxing card. So Vince will be here in, of course, hour number two. So that's the two-hour show of Ring Talk Live Worldwide today. Of course, the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant, will be here in a couple of minutes. Larry, I'm going to press him on a couple of different issues. But the bottom line is the heavyweights. They sort of suck right now. It's all about the lightweights and the welterweights. Of course, the welterweight's going to do battle in a couple of weeks. We'll talk about Danny Garcia stepping up to 147 pounds to take on, of course, Errol Spence. Errol Spence, the guy that got thrown out of a car at 120 miles per hour. Man, I'd like to fight him. Believe me, I'd love to fight Errol Spence. Even my old ass would have a chance with Errol Spence. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 211. And 1,000 other internet platforms. This is Ring Talk, but you know that.
I fight thought you thought it always win. Yeah, I fight thought you thought it always win.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, over-designed, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5560 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5560. Enjoy!
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Thank y'all for tuning in. All the fans around the world, we love y'all.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. My promoter is, my producer is in the other room, and he's running circles around me right now. You are tuned to the Insiders Looking at the World of Boxing, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, boxing last night, the Philippines, no surprise there. I mean, you had guys fighting guys that were not in the upper echelon. In other words, you know, a guy's 27-4, he fights a guy that's 10-12. What do you think is going to happen? Bottom line is, a lot of marks going down, a lot of chalk in the Philippines last night, not really worthy of mention. Bottom line is, of course, the Philippines, the big Filipino star, Manny Pacquiao. What's he going to do? I mean, the Filipino phenom, the Pac-Man, in a position right now at 41 years old, the WBA welterweight title holder, a weight class that he's really not naturally gifted at. What I mean by is, are not naturally positioned at. What I'm trying to tell you is, he's not a welterweight. In other words, he couldn't fight these guys like Earl Spence or Terrence Crawford. He's not big enough. I mean, he's got the style. He's fast. He moves in real quick, and he can pop with that left hand, things like that, and does well with the right hook at times. But I'm telling you, as far as size is concerned, it just doesn't look all that good as far as size is concerned. Manny Pacquiao and these other welterweights, he's just too small of a guy. Now, we take it to the City of Angels and bring in the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. And Larry, how are you and the godmama this morning?
Well, pretty good, all things considered. Looks like it's going to be another brilliant day in Southern California.
You don't get to see anybody. I don't get to see anybody anymore. I mean, you ever see Larry David anymore? I used to see him once in a while. You ever see that guy anymore?
Well, I used to see him around where I live, in restaurants, movies, and so on, but those things are closed, so I absolutely haven't seen him. And incidentally, he hasn't seen me either.
Okay, hey, and I was looking on the internet. Now, you had the paparazzi following around Beverly Hills there, you and the godmama. What was going on with that?
Well, after the infamous confrontation with Floyd Mayweather, I became a sought-after, what can I call myself, character for a few days in the celebrity warfare games.
When they start following around parking lots, Godfather, you're famous.
Well, they followed me around a few airports and a few restaurants that I used to frequent not far from where Larry David lives. So it was okay. I say, just tell me when to go, and I tell them what I think, and I move on.
Okay. Curb Your Enthusiasm. Is that Larry David's real personality to an extent?
I think it has to be, you know, to be done as well and as personally as he does it. At least there's a part of his personality in that. I don't know him well enough to know what percentage of his personality is that character. But he's smart enough and talented enough to take that part and turn it into a series that's been going on for a decade.
The greatest scene I've ever seen in Curb Your Enthusiasm was when he and this Jewish girl were sitting on a ski lift, and there was something about she had to get away from the single man before the sun went down. She was, I think, an Orthodox Jew or something like that. And she said she was going to, one of us has to jump. And he says, are you nuts? But he didn't say it like that. Are you nuts? That was the best scene I've ever seen. I mean, that just had me ripping. It just had
well, I had a very nice
cameo
thing with him once at a fight, mm-hmm. actually, at some kind of a post-fight or pre-fight do. And he reminded me of a column I once wrote when I was writing columns in New York. And I thought about it for a moment, and that column was pure Larry David, maybe best on the other show that he wrote. I can't think of it with
Larry Seinfeld.
I'm sorry?
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, right. And it fit into how his mind works, and he told me about it almost word for word. So we get little rewards like that.
You know, you talk about those post-fight HBO parties or those post-fight HBO get-togethers. You never knew who was showing up to those. You never, ever knew. I remember one time Eddie Murphy showed up, and he had a song. He was trying to put a song up on the charts, and he asked me what I thought of it, and I didn't think much of it. I didn't know how to answer it. So I told him, you should stick to comedy. And he was offended. I mean, oh, you should have seen him. I'm, oh, man.
Well, I once worked with him on a film. That justifiably went where most films go, into the disappeared category.
You know, not every movie wins an Academy Award. Let's talk about Manny Pacquiao before we go to the first break. He's 41 years old now. I know this doesn't sound right, and this is prize fighting, and this is Pedro speaking, but I don't want to see him go out getting hurt. And Hector Martinez told me last night that's just the way it's going to happen, and it's the inevitable. Is it?
I would say, given the history of boxing and other things, like entertainment, where someone becomes bigger than the event, becomes the headline, the top of the story of whatever entertainment there is, and it's hard to slow down, and it's hard to reject all the offers that come, even after you've been at the top of the mountain and no longer are. And that's just the arc of life, in a way. You know, you keep going, you keep trying, and in boxing, it could be dangerous, and we know that. But when the elite stars can command the kind of money that they do these days, it's hard to say no.
True, but size matters in two things, combat sports or pornography. And this is combat sports. I mean, good Lord, Godfather. These guys, Earl Spence and Terrence Crawford, are so much bigger physically than Manny Pacquiao. It's like two weight classes bigger, at least.
I think that's a fair observation. Maybe somebody will come along in a lower weight class that seizes the public mind, and maybe that's the way it'll go. Right now, Pedro, there are no superstars in the lower divisions who could command all those big bucks out there. So I don't know that if Pacquiao fought Spence, it would mean anything to anyone except hardcore prize fight fans.
You know, I think is going to. I'm going to go against you on this for a second. There, I think this Teofimo Lopez. I think he's going to be the draw. I think he's going to be the guy. I think he's got the personality and the talent and the charisma and the bravado to take boxing into 2021, 2022. I mean, he beat the best out there, pound for pound guy, the best guy out there, and he did it quite easily.
Well, you could be right. I don't know if he's. Nobody knows yet if he's got the kind of drawing power that a star must have.
Mm-hmm. It'll
the good news would be that he'd be fighting at 140 or 135, and maybe that would be the best weight for Pacquiao.
You know, I always picked against Pacquiao. When he was going up in weight, I kept saying to myself, you know, it's going to come to an end. He just can't keep fighting these bigger guys. And why? I kept saying this because me and myself, I moved up 8 pounds and got spanked. Okay. So I said to myself, how can somebody move up 30 pounds, 35 pounds and still be on top of their game? So at 147 pounds, if he goes in against a guy like Spence, who's probably going to come into the ring after a day before weighing at somewhere around 158, 159 pounds, I don't want to see him. He'll be whipping punches on a short Pacquiao. You see my point? I don't want to see that.
Okay, then you don't have to watch it.
Oh, yes, that is. But you know I'll be there. Godfather Larry Merchant's in the house, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We are live on Twitch.tv, of course, the Sports Byline USA channel, and of course, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 211, and a plethora of other internet platforms. Bottom line is, often imitated but never duplicated, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More with the Godfather Larry Merchant after the break.
Shake your arm, then use your palm. Stay on the scene, like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Sure your bone, get it together. Right on, right on. Get up,
get on up.
Get up,
get on up.
Get up,
get on up.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The thing is that I'm still in his brain. I'm still in his mind. I'm the guy that he wants to get rid of.
I feel good.
Check it, 25, make that 26 minutes past the hour. Hour number one of two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Sunday edition. Of course, hour number two will feature Vince Caruso. I call him my cousin Vinny, and of course, Jennifer Childers. She's got the three B's going for her. I know she's not the Better Business Bureau. She's blonde, she's beautiful, and she's brilliant. So hour number two, Jennifer Childers and Vince Caruso coming up here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Currently, we're blessed with the presence of the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant. I was going to try to fit his wife's name in there. Every time I do that, I blow it, so I'm just not going to do it anymore. But the bottom line is, Larry, in October 2018, the incomparable Dan Raphael wrote that Canelo Alvarez signed a $365 million contract with DAZN for 5 years and 11 fights. Now, since that December, that October of 2018 signing, Canelo has fought Rocky Fielding, oh boy, Danny Jacobs, Sergey Kovalev, those three guys. Now, straight up, it was an 11-fight deal, but I was thinking to myself when the deal was made, there isn't 11 guys out there now, or even close to 11 guys that would be of superstar stature that they could pay $35 or $40 million for him to fight. Do you feel me on that? Can you see where I was going on that?
I see where you're going, but I'm not sure of where you were going to end up because the assumption would be that Canelo himself would be the attraction and that Canelo was one of those rare fighters that it didn't make any difference who he fought. And incidentally, Canelo himself has shown that he wants to fight the best out there. He's moved up in weight he was like a junior middleweight.
Junior middle.
And now he's fought light heavyweights. So I think that in terms of what the future might bring to them, it was a good bet and a big bet, but ultimately a bad bet. You know, it's very hard to start a business at the top. You got to work your way up. You can't just declare in boxing, I'm going to sign this guy and that guy, and now I'm going to be Barbera. It doesn't work that way. They try to overpower everyone with money. $1 billion, they say, into DAZN. And to justify the $1 billion investment, trying to sign a few fighters who were real attractions. It hasn't worked.
It sort of reminded me of Harold Smith, except Harold Smith's money was a bit dirty. but no, now we've got Canelo fighting, of course, Callum Smith, undefeated from the UK, 27-0, 19 KOs. Is he in the same character of a Rocky Fielding, or is he more talented than that?
Callum Smith is a pretty good fighter, but the thing to remember is if there's a pretty good fighter in Great Britain where there's a deep passion for boxing, and where people will pay money to see their guys, that's why there are so many fights between Americans and Brits. He's a legitimate opponent in terms of money. Whether he's legitimate in terms of being competitive, I don't know, but he's a pretty good fighter.
Well, a guy that doesn't get any play is the 140-pounder from over there, Josh Taylor. I think he's the best 140-pounder in the world, best junior welterweight. Back to Canelo just for a second. The real only opponent out there for him, in my mind, is the 160-pound Charlo, maybe fighting him at 168. What do you think? I mean, as far as super fights are concerned, and maybe since Al Heyman's doing this Callum Smith-Canelo Alvarez fight, maybe they're heading in that direction.
Yeah, that could be. I mean, I don't know why Charlo hasn't struck a nerve, but he's a really good fighter and he's a dangerous puncher. And I don't know why some of the boxing stars have not turned out to be bigger in the infinite scheme of things, and to attract bigger audiences. It just isn't happening. Maybe it's the pandemic that has interrupted the flow of good fights, and particularly in the heavyweight division. And maybe we'll all, in a couple of years, look back and say, okay, that was the reason, and now we're flying.
Okay, we are 8 days removed from Terrence Crawford and Kell Brook, and on Saturday night, last Saturday night, Bob Arum sounded very happy and feisty and hailing Terrence Crawford as the next Sugar Ray Leonard, beating, you know, those guys from that 1980s era and this and that. And then later in the week, I mean, I was applauding that. You and I was giving him props for that on last week's show. And then later in the week, he said he's tired of losing money promoting Terrence Crawford. He doesn't want to lose money promoting Terrence Crawford. What gives with that? I mean, that was sort of like, I mean,
well, there's a difference between being a star in the ring and a star outside of the ring. We've discussed this many times.
Okay.
And why would you fight Crawford unless he could make a lot of money? And if Crawford can't make a lot of money for you, then the top guys are not that interested in fighting him. It's a law of physics or economics or something. So he's in that space where it's hard for him to get the best opponents, especially in these days when promoters depend on one or two stars to keep their operations going.
You know, back to Canelo just for a second. I saw some pictures of him about a week and a half ago. He is in great shape. I mean, I will say this. Some guys, you know, Roberto Duran, and some guys have sort of lagged between fights, but this kid is staying on top of it. He's true to his game, Godfather.
You know, there's an old saying. It's great to want to be great, and he wants to be great.
Okay. I got a question this week that was off boxing for you, and somebody sent it to me. They're a baseball fan. Could Babe Ruth hit a 95 or 100 mile per hour baseball?
My guess is yes. There were a few of those guys, fireballers, back in the day, and Ruth matched up against them. But you're talking about comparing eras.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Babe Ruth would be a two-way player today, a pitcher who bats fourth. Stan Musial once said to me that if they made out the all-time lineup, Babe Ruth would pitch and bat fourth. So he was the exception in his time,
mm-hmm.
And my guess is he was big enough and strong enough that he would adapt to the modern era of home run derby, and done pretty darn well.
When you told me you saw him play once. When you saw him play,
no, I never saw him play.
No,
no, no, no. I'm not. I'm old, but not that old.
Okay.
I did see him on several occasions live.
Uh huh.
At various events when Lou Gehrig retired. Officially, because he has Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah.
I saw him when he coached for the Dodgers. Believe it or not, they hired him as a PR stunt one summer, and he coached at first base, and my dad took me to see him running around. And then I saw him when he made a famous appearance at Yankee Stadium. That was his last public appearance because he was near death.
Okay. Question for you. Got a couple of minutes before the break. Is there an athlete right now that could step up in a Babe Ruth, a Muhammad Ali, could be a superhero right now? Is there anybody out there in the world of athletics who could be a superhero?
Well, I think that LeBron James comes pretty close.
I think.
One championship sweat in three different ball clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And is a public figure. I would be shocked if he someday became a politician. Out here in California, we recall that two entertainers, Ronald Reagan and Schwarzenegger, became governors of California. And I think he might be in that class. But I there are going to be people we look back on as singular. Michael Jordan is certainly a singular. I think there are some superior football players, maybe the kid Mahonis from Kansas City, the quarterback.
But right now, nobody tops LeBron James, no doubt about that. Godfather, kiss the godmama. Have a great week. I love you. Thank you for your time.
You too, Pedro.
Nobody's better than Larry Merchant, folks. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
All right.
Changing so fast these days. You ever feel like you're not keeping up personally or professionally? Enter Elevated Media ESQ. Elevating with Marsha allows you to advertise in a forum you never thought possible. They feature a business in an interview-type fashion, which is comfortable, amazingly affordable, and flexible. Not only that, the feature on your business is then formulated into a podcast for convenient on-demand listening 24/7, 365. These times we're living in demand a different, clearer, more concise message. Does this sound like how you feel about how you market and advertise your business? Reach out today, no matter how big or small your business is. Elevating with Marsha is highly effective, and you'll be so grateful for the superfans she'll create. Email hello at elevatedmediaesq.com. Elevated Media ESQ, changing your business for the better.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This night, the referee is going to be the most important man in the ring other than the fighters.
Are you in there? Are you in there? Huh?
Come on, Roy. You got to, Johnny, you got to f***ing do it. You got to do this. And Roy is doing everything, man. Come on.
Norman Stone just called his fighter Roy.
This motherfucker.
This is it, John.
Fight him. Go and get him. Go out and fight the guy.
Your hands up. You think you go to the body, you come up to the head. Come up to the head.
Fight him.
Come on, Johnny.
Fight him.
He's taking your f***ing title away from you.
The referee sucks.
All you work for.
The ref sucks. Fight him. The referee.
Come on.
Yeah, fight him.
Come on.
The referee sucks.
Come on, Johnny.
The referee sucks.
The gentee.
You see what you're all about now, all right? We're going to see what you're all about.
Come on, come on, come on.
One more round.
Get out of my corner. Get out of my corner. Get out of my corner.
Fight behind
I'm going to find out you better on.
I'm going to fight behind you.
I'll take we held the whole fight.
Johnny, come on and go get him, Johnny.
He held the whole fight.
Come on.
That's why you pissed off at Cortez. You said you want to take it a point. Now I know.
You got to keep
going.
There is a bag. One of the good things that's happening is here we'll never, probably never have to see Norman Stone again.
That'd be good.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Boys.
Coming back with Everybody Plays the Fool. Norman Stone was playing the fool that night, of course. It was August 12, 2000. Larry Merchant and Jim Lampley are on the other side of the ring. I'm on one side of the ring doing the television for around the world, like 160 countries. Me and myself. And Colonel Bob Sheridan for Don King Productions. The King Vision card, of course, so we're doing it on the other side of the ring. So we're watching the same thing go down with Norman Stone freaking out in the corner and all that kind of thing. He's spitting all over his guy. I mean, it was terrible. So guess what? I mean, he lived on because I think that night was they called Holyfield was a loser. I mean, he lost to Holyfield tonight, but they say it was controversial. So they came back and gave him a rematch, and he beat Holyfield in the rematch somehow. And that was back at the Mandalay Bay, and of course he did it the third time. They called it a draw. It was a heist. I mean, if they ever, man, Evander Holyfield got really screwed there. But the bottom line is John Ruiz, Norman Stone. God, thank God they're no longer in boxing. Speaking of last night, let's go to last night. Positive note, because Norman Stone's not the most positive guy in the world. I remember one time I interviewed him. He's been on the show a couple of times, but I just, he spit on me. And there's one of those guys when you're, you know, especially like in the world of COVID, he's one of those guys you wanted to wear a mask before COVID. You know where I'm coming from? So now with COVID, like, you know, double mask with that guy. Anyway, last night from the UK. WBA 15th rank welterweight, 147 pounds. The destroyer, Conor Nigel Benn, I guess it's Nigel Benn's kid, 17-0, 11 wax course, dominated former champion. I'm talking about a game guy, Sebastian Formio, of course, over 10 rounds to retain the WBA continental title. In other words, got to give everybody a belt. Bottom line is this was in the SSE arena in London, in the UK. From the opening bell, it was all about, you know, Mr. Benn. He won by scores 191. 99-91 and 99-92. In other words, like 10 rounds a zip almost, or one round even. Bottom line is the end of the night, Mr. Benn still rocking and rolling at 147 pounds. We'll see what he can do when he steps up to the upper echelon. Of course, takes on some of the other welterweights over here. And then, I mean, that'd be a great fight right now, maybe, for Manny Pacquiao. I mean, we were talking about getting Manny Pacquiao a name. Don't want him to get hurt. I don't want him. I just, listen, I was at Ollie Holmes. I cried that night. I cried. That was sad for me. When Ali got beaten up by Larry Holmes, I mean, we didn't party that night. Everybody was, hey, we're in Vegas, right? We didn't party. It was our first trip to Vegas. We weren't partying. We went back to some dive called the Mardi Gras Inn, like was on, I think on Paradise Road or something like that. And we went back there and we stayed there and there was no festivities. I mean, we'd been to a funeral. We had been to a fistic funeral, and there's nothing quite like that. I mean, you don't want to feel that feeling again. And to watch Manny Pacquiao go out there and get slaughtered by some of these guys, you know, I mean, he was supposed to get beat up by Marcus. I mean, he was supposed to get beat up by Keith Thurman, and he beat Keith Thurman. I mean, that would be pulled off a major upset right then there, and he just keeps rocking and rolling. I just don't want to see him get hurt. Why am I saying that? Because I think he's got – potential outside of the ring of boxing. I mean, you know, he's a senator right now, former congressman, soon to be the president. I think the next conservative-minded president from the Philippines, and maybe he'll replace this guy, Duolami, or something like that. But the bottom line is he's headed for bigger and better things. I just don't want to see him get pounded up in a boxing ring. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Anyway, at the end of the night, it's going to be Manny Pacquiao's decision to make. And, of course, he's going to want to continue to box. And at the age of 41, it's not that well advised. I mean, let me tell you, for 41 years old, he's in great shape, all that kind of good stuff. We can go on and on and on and on and on. And even if he takes some Flintstone vitamins to help him along, or maybe some human growth hormone or something like that, maybe, you know, turn back the clock a little bit more. But at the end of the day, he's still a smaller guy fighting these bigger guys. And as I said time and time again, and I don't want to sound redundant, but size matters in two things: pornography and combat sports. And Manny Pacquiao is a guy that at one point in time fought at 107 pounds. And he moved up to 112, then 122, of course. And he had captured a title at 122, and then he captured a title at 126. Then it was 130 pounds. And then, of course, like, he just rock and rolled over everybody all the way up to 147 pounds. But that 154-pound thing, that's a little bit too far to stretch to Pacquiao. I mean, people talk about Pacquiao moving up to 154 pounds. I think they gave him some plastic belt at 154 already, but the bottom line is he's just too small to even fight at welterweight, in my mind. So if he fights these guys at welterweight like Terrence Crawford, who's got a big size advantage over him as far as body mass, wing mass, and, you know, the fact that he can throw from both sides. I mean, you know, Crawford can box orthodox or southpaw, and he could do it very well. Of course, when he started off against Kell Brook last week, it was all about the orthodox stance, but the orthodox stance didn't work for him. He was sort of getting lit up a little bit. I mean, Kell Brook was doing better than we thought, because, you know, going in, Kell Brook had the size and had decent style, but Kell Brook was a guy walking around with a bullet in him. I mean, essentially, he was like a dead man walking. And why do I say that? Because, you know, he got his facial bones broken not once, but twice. And when you get orbital bones broken once, it's sort of a sign that maybe you're in the wrong business, okay? Or you know, a professional fighter, and maybe you took a bad blow. But you get them broken twice, probably time to walk away. So he gets this fight last week, of course, puts it together with Crawford, doesn't come out and suck. I mean, he came out and he did it all, but he looked so square, and he looked so shot to me, and his feet were so glued to the canvas that I said to myself, S-H-O-T, shot fighter, no doubt about that in my mind. Kell Brook was shot, and, you know, give him props. He lasted a couple of rounds, maybe, you know, I mean, gave Crawford a little bit of a scare there, I think, as far as styles were concerned. But once Crawford figured him out, that one punch, it was like lights out and it was all over. And, you know, I will say this. I was knocked down, I want to say, 4 or 5 times in boxing matches, in 52 boxing matches, amateur fights. Each time I was knocked down by a punch I didn't see. I mean, the hooks. Hooks, and you just don't see those hooks coming, man. And of course, when Ali got dropped the 4 or 5 times he got dropped as a professional, it was all by left hooks. You know, somehow, if you see a punch coming, somehow you get, excuse me, but you can deal with it. But the punches you can't see coming, things get a little crazy. And that's when, of course, guys get lit up. Looks like January the 2nd, they're going to do the King Rye. I'm talking about Ryan Garcia, of course, the undefeated lightweight from Southern California. My guy, he's a stud. He's got all the girls following him, and he's pissing people off left and right. Devin Haney, forget Devin Haney. Of course, he's the WBC. They call him the internet champion, the email champion. And they say to me, Pedro, how can you dog this guy? He's from San Francisco, California. You're from San Francisco, California. So what? I'm not a shill. I'm not going to shill for him. I mean, the performance he put in last week against Yuri Gamboa, his stock dropped. His stock value dropped. It just dropped. I mean, there was no doubt about it. He went in there a bona fide, like, a golden one, right? A golden boy. But he came out of there maybe a little bronzish. He just didn't look that good. I mean, he had decent hands. He threw his hands well. I'm not trying to say he lost a lot of rounds, but he just didn't look that good, and he should have steamrolled. If he was a guy that was going to be the star at 135 pounds, he should have went out there and made it a punctuation mark and put Yuri Gamboa away. Hey, I'm going to knock Gamboa down 4 or 5 times. I think Crawford knocked him down. The aforementioned Terrence Crawford had knocked Gamboa down 4 or 5 times, one of his toughest fights many years ago. Okay, so Haney said he was going to try to replicate that. Didn't even knock him down once. Didn't even really hurt him all that much. So at the end of the night, the punching power of Devin Haney, still undefeated now, 26 fights. But you've got to worry about, you've got to be concerned as to whether his punching power was a result of him fighting guys like Scott Cuddy. I mean, just guys with soft chins. I mean, or guys who were, you know, less than he. I mean, he flashed them brilliant hands. I was talking about him having hand speed like Sugar Ray Leonard in this net. Then I watched that fight last week, man, and Hector Martinez called me on the phone and said, the only comparison that Devin Haney has with Sugar Ray Leonard is they're both black. That's it. Outside of that, you should be shot for putting those two guys in the same sentence. And you know what? He's right at this point in time. But I was thinking good things about the kid. I mean, I watched the films and I watched his form and the fact that, you know, he bypassed the Olympics, or he bypassed a shot at the Olympics, and he was probably going to win a gold, or he was probably favored to win a gold. But a stud as an amateur, of course, Ryan Garcia and guys like that. But, you know, I didn't think he would look as bad as he looked last week. I mean, you just can't go out there and win over 12 rounds and win the majority of rounds and look bad as he did. He just did. I mean, the stock value dropped. He was supposed to be the second coming of Ray Leonard. As like I said, the only comparison with him and Ray Leonard is they're both undefeated at one point in time. That's about it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Ryan Garcia, of course, the stud, as I said, from Southern California. My guy, man. I love him. 2 million Instagram followers. All the chicks are following him. All the guys are jealous. Raleigh Romero and his guys, Floyd Mayweather and all those guys down there in Vegas are dogging him. And they're dogging him what? Because he got the ladies following him. Listen, they're going to buy tickets. When we go back to live arenas, it's going to be him selling tickets. Devin Haney couldn't sell 10 tickets in San Francisco. Why has he never fought in the city by the bay? He's never even fought at home. Okay, he fought Gamboa in a limited arena down there, I think, at the Seminole Casino in Orlando, Florida. Okay, and I guess it was a draw down there. Gamboa being Cuban down there, okay? But, you know, Devin Haney, he couldn't draw flies. Devin Haney needs a lot of work. Inside the ring and outside the ring. And if Floyd Mayweather thinks that he's going to be the next potential superstar, he's going to take my place as far as he... But Floyd, you weren't the superstar that you thought you were. You made a lot of money. There's no doubt you made... incredible amounts of money. But you sucked. And you fought a lot of guys that, you know, were sort of like hobos at one point in time. They were. Oh, I fought all the greatest guys. No, you didn't fight all the greatest guys. You fought a lot of guys that were borderline type of guys. And you sucked in doing so. People think that going 12 rounds, winning 12 rounds, fighting 12 rounds like an amateur boxer, winning by throwing jabs and an occasional right hand and this and that, that didn't do anything for me. That wasn't entertainment. I'm telling you, Floyd Mayweather pulled off the biggest con since Paul Newman and Robert Redford in the movie The Sting. If he was in porn movies, there would be no money shots with Floyd Mayweather. There just wouldn't be. Straight up, there wouldn't be. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. A touch in the world of UFC after the break, of course. Hour number two still coming. Blonde, beautiful, brilliant, boxing promoter, model, professional boxer, Jennifer Childs, of course, my cousin Vinny as well, Vince Caruso. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, baby, but you know that.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let this play a little bit. You know those horns. Tower of Power, baby, 2020. Tower's got it going on. Check them out. The new drops at towerofpower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Let's touch on the world of MMA. Of course, last night going down at the Apex Center, Las Vegas, Nevada, USC, was it 255, 256? I get lost in the numbers. At 255. Bottom line is, some guy by the name of Deiveson Figueroa, the lightweight, the flyweight champion, 125 pounds, defeated Alex Perez with submission, guillotine choke in round number one, 157 in. That was one of the title fights. The other title fight was a women's flyweight championship, also 125 pounds. Valentina Shevchenko, she was the winner of a unanimous decision over Jennifer Maia. I think Maia comes to us from Brazil. And outside of that, it wasn't a whole lot on the card. Tim Means defeated Mike Perry in a catchweight fight. Another woman's strawweight fight, Katalin Chuganin beat Cynthia Cavallo. Cavallo could fight 30-27 across the board. That was a shutout. As far as the, oh, on the undercard, Brandon Moreno in the Battle of Brandons. Brandon Moreno defeated Brandon Royal, TKO and punches, 4 minutes and 59 seconds into round number one. So the Battle of Brandons went to Brandon Moreno. Excuse me. Next week, the UFC is Rock and Roll, of course, with November the 28th, same place, Apex Center, Las Vegas, Nevada. Curtis Blaydes, a heavyweight, taking on Derek Lewis. Obviously, a battle of heavyweights. Something's going to give here. These guys aren't going to go to the decision unless they lay on top of each other. And I don't imagine them laying on top of each other the entire night. I mentioned a little bit earlier, of course, that King Ryan was coming back. I talk about King Ryan. They're going to come back January the 2nd. That's going to be against Luke Campbell. Luke Campbell's a bad dude. Luke Campbell's only lost to Vasyl Lomachenko. He lost to him by decision. So what I'm trying to tell you is that this is a significant test for Ryan Garcia. Of course, Ryan Garcia obliterated his last opponent with one punch, and he's going to obliterate this guy, I think, maybe not as easily, but he's going to wipe him out. Ryan Garcia is going to wipe guys out until he meets maybe Teofimo Lopez. That's going to be the guy probably going to stop Ryan Garcia, or Ryan Garcia is going to be put in his place. That's the only guy. I can't see these other guys doing it. Devin Haney sure is not going to do it, okay? As far as the Vasyl Lomachenko, 32 going on 92, much like those Cuban fighters, okay? Had the 400 amateur fights, just too old, man, long in the tooth. I mean, the guy, I mean, if he wasn't using Just for Men, he should be. Because he was a just-for-men type of boxer. I mean, he was late into his 40s from all those fights. 400 amateur fights. 400 times getting ready to fight mentally. 400 times getting ready to fight mentally as an amateur. 400 times getting ready to train physically as an amateur. And then, of course, you put together the pro marks. He had 15, 16 pro fights. Put that together, 4 or 5 years of pro. That's a long time boxing, man. That's a long time. Guys get burned out. I think he was burned out. I think he was ready to go. I think that Teofimo Lopez picked it with perfect timing. Perfect timing, like picking an apple off a tree. He knew exactly when to pick it. People like Hector Martinez dogged us. They dogged me and Socrates. They dogged us. No way. And by the way, Hector hasn't paid up on that Big Mac yet either. But the bottom line is they dogged us. And Teofimo has no business in the ring with him. That he was a 4-1 underdog. Are you crazy? No, we weren't crazy. Teofimo schooled that boy. You know what happened. Bottom line is, Teofimo Lopez, the world lightweight champion with only 16 professional fights. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide, hour number 1 to 2. We come up next, hour number 2, of course, on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, channel 211, of course, the American Forces Network, iHeartRadio, all these different internet platforms. Bottom line is, stay where you are. Ring Talk Live Worldwide comes back in hour number 2 with Jennifer Childers, a professional boxer, a model, a promoter, and my cousin Vinny. Hour number 2, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, forthcoming!